This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
When schools shifted back to in-person learning last school year, many families were relieved to have their kids back in classrooms. But for some, virtual learning really worked well. As Madeline Fox reports, some Wisconsin districts responded by creating or expanding virtual schooling that they expect will last even after the pandemic is over.
LB is a second grader at the Racine School District's virtual program. She goes by LB at school, and her family asked not to use her last name out of privacy concerns. She initially went virtual because her younger brother is at higher risk for COVID-19, but the family found that she's thriving in virtual school.
I love it because virtual is like my friend.
Racine had a virtual learning program before the pandemic, but it was mostly used in special cases, students with medical issues who would miss too much school in person, or athletes and performers who traveled a lot and needed to keep up with schoolwork. Now, there are 660 students enrolled virtually full-time in grades K through 12, more than triple last year's enrollment. They have regular classes as well as gym, music, and art online.
I just like to make noise.
The school sent home kits for students to participate in music class. LB is thriving virtually, but that wasn't a common experience when most students had to learn virtually in the early pandemic. Students without regular internet access struggled to connect. Older students sometimes had to help their younger siblings through lessons, which meant their own studies fell by the wayside. And many just don't feel engaged when they're learning through a screen. But it was ideal for some. For students on the autism spectrum, it can be reassuring to have the distance and control of learning through a screen instead of the overstimulation of a classroom setting. Separation from a classroom also often works better for kids who are being bullied.
I think of one of our families who the son has an IEP.
TJ McCray is in charge of Madison Promise, the district's new virtual program. An IEP, or an individualized education plan, is a plan for students with special needs.
During pandemic, the student really excelled. Mom got him on a virtual program, and we're really seeing some progress with that student.
While Racine had an existing program it could modify, Madison Promise is a new virtual program started this school year. Milwaukee and Green Bay created similar programs.
We were all afraid that we would be recognized as being like the COVID school, and that was never the intention.
Tanya Sioni teaches third grade in Green Bay's virtual program.
The intention was that people were coming here because it's what they needed for their lifestyle, or because it was a choice that they were making, not something that they felt like they had to do because they had no other choices.
She says that while some students did go back once they got vaccinated, a lot are planning to return to virtual next school year for reasons that have nothing to do with COVID. The Green Bay School District even built classrooms for virtual teachers that are outfitted with cameras, microphones, and other tools to make it easier to teach. Madison Promise has a timeline to add more classrooms for different ages. Virtual charter schools, which handled most of the state's online learners before the pandemic, have grown, and 9 new ones have opened in Wisconsin in the past 2 years. A 2021 survey by the RAND Corporation found that about 11% of families didn't want to sit their kids back in person, but the survey was done before vaccines were available for kids under 12. All 7 of Deborah White's kids are learning virtually this year.
We tend to get sick, not all together, but one at a time. So I just feel like it was the most convenient thing for my family at the time because we have so many small people in the house.
But they mostly want to return in person, like Taylor, age 9.
When I do on virtual, I don't be focused, but when I do in person, I be totally focused.
Virtual learning wasn't optional for many schools in the first year or more of the pandemic, but enough students found that it worked well for them that they want to stick with it, and schools are responding by building new programs for them. Madeline Fox, Wisconsin Public Radio.